Reddit has a what do you call it? A thread?
Yeah.
Is that Reddit thread. A Reddit thread? What's the worst place you've ever had sex?
The worst place, meaning like the most disgusting apartment I ever went to, or a place that was like super uncomfortable?
All the above.
Oh, God, there's been so many. I mean, I dated a guy who had like five roommates. They had a three-bedroom apartment, and they took one bedroom and they put a wall up. So one guy slept in the living room, one guy slept in each bedroom, and then the primary bedroom was divided into two. So we were like shoved in there, but it was like a wall that they built. You know, so you can literally hear everything going on. Mm-hmm. And he had a roommate that would like snore and fart and all that kind of stuff. And you'd hear that the whole time. And like they were guys, so the place stunk. And I really liked this guy, but it was really tough having sex there because it was grosser than any fraternity I'd ever been in my life. And I've been in a lot of fraternities. I went to University of Maryland where the Greek system is like the thing there.
Mm-hmm.
This was way more disgusting. It smelled. People can hear you. I remember like while we were having sex, I rolled over. There was a Cheerio on my back. It was just bad. Everything about it was just gross.
See, that's the interesting thing, because you can come up with three or four different places that were the worst place you've ever had sex. I can't think of. Okay, what's another one?
I dated a guy who lived upstate New York, but it was on the border of Canada, and you can see Niagara Falls from this one area outside his house, but it was like all like rocks and stuff.
Right.
And you know, we were sort of still kind of young, and it was college, and I went home with him for like, I don't know, some long weekend or something like that. We drove from Maryland up to his house, and you know, his parents of course didn't want us, we slept in separate rooms, but we wanted to have sex. So he takes me out to this one area where there's all these rocks where you can see Niagara Falls from this whole area behind his house. And he thought that would be really romantic. And we ended up having sex on this rock. And it was like, not only was the rock uncomfortable, but there was a frog that was sitting there
watching
and croaking. And then the water was really loud. And then I looked across the way and there was like a restaurant, because you know, his house was in this lovely place that you can see Niagara Falls. So, of course, the people at the restaurant would like to see Niagara Falls. But instead, if they looked our way, they saw our naked asses. So everything about it was like awful. It was like, and I didn't even realize it was a restaurant until I was trying to shoo the frog away. And I look over and I was like, is that a rest? Are people watching us? Like, what is this? What are we doing here? What am I doing here?
Yeah. And I wonder if you ask him if he would say that was a bad place or it was awesome.
He's on a Reddit thread of what's the most romantic place you ever had sex. And he's exactly. saying the same thing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Niagara Falls with a frog, with a restaurant on a rock, with some decent looking chick.
In college, I was pretty good. I was...
Okay, some hot chick.
I was like an 8 in college.
Okay, with a solid 6.5 on a rock. Okay,
solid 6.5.
Well, I mean, a Long Island 6.5 or an 8.
Oh, good point.
Is actually in Los Angeles 3. So I'm.
Yeah, I was like maybe a 3.2.
An LA 3. So no, and it was great. But when you say something like that, you can come up with many different places. I can't come up with one, because if it was being done, it was a great place and a great thing to happen. I was just happy to be there.
Well, when they say like the worst place, I think they mean either awkward or disgusting, or I mean, I know one of your worst places that I'm surprised you didn't come up with immediately. And I know for you it's great because yes, you were having sex, but for me, I thought you were going to tell the story immediately
at the convenience store.
Yes.
No, that was great. She was hot. The convenience store was open. It was a 24-hour convenience store. She came out from around the corner, and there was the Coke machine right there. And she was hot as hell.
So, right, but that still sounds like the worst place to have sex. Wouldn't you have rather been like on a couch or in a bed or on a, you know, somewhere comfortable?
No, because I did it with her in a bed and a couch and all that. And I don't remember it as much as that. So I don't think there was any bad place. Like people are saying movie theater. I don't know how you do that.
That's tough. Yeah, you have to go see a movie that not a lot of people want to go see. You guys sit in the back row. I've never actually had actual sex in a movie theater because I find it, there's no way, it's impossible.
Parking lots, in a car.
Everyone's had sex in parking, yawn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But for a guy, it was hot. It didn't matter what kind of car it was, where we were parked. It's just because we got some, we were happy.
Right.
So if a girl was present, that was the greatest
place.
It
was the greatest place ever.
But you, because you had frogs and rocks and all that, it comes right up to
and
your
Cheerios,
head.
Yeah.
And Cheerios. See, like a beach probably for a girl would be bad.
Yeah, because the sand gets everywhere.
But for a guy, it's great.
Not even having sex on it, just being on a beach, the sand gets everywhere. Can you imagine if like someone's like pushing it up in your places?
But for a guy, it's great because we're getting laid at the beach,
right?
So I don't know any of these. I mean, on the hood of a car could be a horrible experience. Not for me. I thought it was awesome.
But see, I think that should be the caveat to the Reddit thread. Are these answers by women? Mm-hmm. Because with men, for the most part, like all the things I told you about the guy, I was the one laying on the rock, not him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it wasn't too bad for him. It was worse for me.
Yeah, we don't care about your comfort.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'd rather hear the answers from the women. I want to know what the women are saying.
I mean, one time it was on the floor at a party in the kitchen. On the hard linoleum, but it wasn't
that
my.
Sounds awful.
It wasn't my back on the linoleum,
right?
Yeah, you know, I was having a great time because anybody could have walked in. It was hot, so for me,
but for
it
her,
was great.
If she for was her, on that Reddit thread, she'd be like, "Yeah, she'd be like in a kitchen on during a party on linoleum."
And kitchen
worst.
Floors are horribly nasty, so I can only imagine how bad it was for her. But for me, it was awesome.
David Seeley, middle of the night in a Carvel back room. That sounds good, because then you can have ice cream after, right? Isn't that the whole point? Have a little treat after? Middle of the night, meaning no one's there?
It was a new meaning to the word Fudgy the Whale.
I'm sure David's laughing.
What's the other cakes they have at Carvel?
Cookie Puss.
Which one would David have had? Fudgy the
David had Fudgy the Whale. He didn't have Cookie Puss.